Welcome to the Deep Dive. You've probably heard the big promise of crypto, right? Decentralization, financial freedom, this whole new digital frontier.
Yeah, it sounds amazing on the surface.
But underneath all that shine, there's this really persistent threat. It can be devastating, actually. Pump and dump scams.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking small bumps here. These are like calculated, manipulative schemes. They're designed to get traders all hyped up into a frenzy.
And then leave them holding totally worthless coins. It's brutal.
It really is. And what's critical to get, I think, is how these things have changed.
Well, absolutely. This isn't, you know, some basic scam run out of an old Discord server anymore. No,
right.
We're talking pretty sophisticated operations now. They use everything. Social media bots, meme culture, which is huge.
Yeah.
Even AI-generated influencers to make things look legit. It's a constantly moving target. You really have to be ready.
Exactly. And that's kind of our mission today. We want to give you a shortcut, really dig deep into one of Web3's biggest headaches.
Yeah, let's unpack it.
We're going to dissect how these scams work, step by step, show you how they've adapted, and importantly, talk about how new tools can actually help you fight back using real-time data.
That's the key.
The goal is pretty simple. We want to give you the insights so you can spot these scams, these patterns, before it's too late. You need to be informed. You need to be protected in this market because, let's face it, it moves incredibly fast.
It's really about helping you see past all the noise, all the hype.
Okay, so let's jump right in. While, you know, the exact style might vary a bit.
Sure.
The basic playbook for most pump and dumps is, well, surprisingly consistent. There's like a predictable four-phase pattern they follow.
That's absolutely right. And understanding this pattern, that's your like your first line of defense. It all starts with what we call the accumulation phase.
Okay, accumulation.
Yeah, this is the quiet part, very low key. You've got a small group, usually insiders, could even be bots or like a network of connected wallets.
Wow.
And they quietly start buying up large amounts of a token, usually one with low liquidity.
Low liquidity meaning not many buyers or sellers yet.
Exactly. So it's easier for them to push the price around later without spending a fortune. You often see these tokens launch on places like Pump.Fun or PinkSale. Very common starting points.
So if they're being quiet, are there any signs at all, like little tells an observer might catch early on?
That's a really good question. It's tough because it's meant to be stealthy. But sometimes you might see a small kind of unusual increase in volume for a brand new token.
Okay.
Or maybe a few big buys from wallets that haven't been active in ages. It's subtle, like the first tiny ripple.
Gotcha. And then how do they go from that quiet start to just full-on hype? That seems like a tricky switch to flip.
It is. And that's where phase two, hype and mobilization, comes in. This is where those insiders, the ones who accumulated, start aggressively manufacturing buzz.
Ah, okay. This is when you start seeing it everywhere.
Precisely. Meme accounts suddenly pop up talking about it. Influencers start shouting it out. You get these coordinated raids on Telegram groups.
Yeah, I've seen those.
And like we mentioned, even AI deepfakes sometimes, creating this false sense of excitement or maybe a fake endorsement.
And you see those classic phrases, right? Don't miss this 100x. The dev is doxed, which often means nothing.
Ha! Yeah, often totally meaningless. Or, oh, this top influencer just bought in. It's all about creating that feeling of social proof, like you have to get in now. Urgency.
That urgency. And that fuels the next step, right?
Yeah.
Phase three, the price pump.
Exactly. So picture it. You're seeing the hype. You look at the chart. The price is starting to climb fast. And that FOMO kicks in, fear of missing out.
Oh, yeah. Powerful feeling.
Super powerful. Suddenly, everyone seems to be talking about it. And regular traders, maybe like you, feel pressured to jump in. You rush to buy.
And that buying pushes the price up even more.
Dramatically. The price can absolutely soar, you know, 10x, 50x, even 100x sometimes, in just minutes. And that surge itself creates more attention. It gets picked up by trending dashboards, maybe gets boosted by algorithms on Twitter or other platforms. It becomes this kind of self-feeding loop of rising prices.
A rocket ship that's heading for a crash, which brings us to phase four, the exit and dump.
The inevitable destination, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So once enough regular buyers have come in, meaning there's enough liquidity.
Right, enough money in the pool for the insiders to sell into.
Exactly. And once the price hits a peak they're happy with, the insiders execute their exit plan. They dump all those tokens they accumulated back in phase one onto the open market.
And the impact.
Devastating. The flood of sell orders just crashes the price, sometimes brutally fast, like within minutes. And anyone who bought late near the top,
they're left holding worthless bags, Just digital dust.
Pretty much. They've basically just provided the exit liquidity for the scammers. It's a tough lesson. And we saw this play out very clearly with a token called H8OK recently.
Right, okay. So we've laid out the playbook. Accumulate, hype, pump, dump. But seeing it in action, that HAOK example was pretty stark, wasn't
It
it?
really was. HOOK token, named after some viral hawk meme, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
It exploded. Market cap hit nearly $500 million, which is insane for a meme coin like that.
Half a billion. Wow.
Then, boom, plummeted over 90%, just like that, as the insiders cashed out, and traders who bought anywhere near the peak. Huge losses, often in just hours.
What made HKBK stand out? Was it just bigger, faster?
Yeah, it was kind of turbocharged, you could say. The scale and the speed were incredible. It was fueled by, well, the meme going super viral, really aggressive marketing from influencers, and just perfect timing on the launch to capture maximum attention. It was a very well-orchestrated campaign.
And the on-chain data afterwards really told the story, didn't it?
Oh, crystal clear. When analysts looked at the blockchain transactions, it showed most of the trading volume, especially the early accumulation and the later dumping, came from just a small handful of wallets.
So clear coordination.
Textbook manipulation pattern.
Yeah.
Very tight-knit group.
Okay, so that H8OK was damning after the fact. But it makes you wonder, for the average person, if these patterns are visible later, how can we actually spot them as they're happening, or even before?
Right, that's the million-dollar question. And this is where, thankfully, the tools are catching up. The power of on-chain data analysis has really evolved.
Okay.
So while these scams are still out there and probably always will be in some form, platforms are now giving traders much better real-time visibility. You can actually see what's happening on the blockchain almost live, which lets you react faster or, ideally, anticipate these moves.
Okay, so let's talk specifics. What kind of tools are we talking about? You mentioned smart money and insider tracking first. How does that work?
Right. So tools like SignalSquare, for instance, they basically monitor thousands of wallets that have been tagged, either as smart money, meaning wallets with a history of profitable trading,
Nope.
or as potential insiders, maybe wallets linked to project founders or early
And
investors.
what does that let you see?
Well, it helps you spot things like those key wallets accumulating a low cap token before it gets hyped or even officially launched.
Ah, like seeing phase one happening.
Exactly. Or you might detect a group of these tag wallets all buying or selling within minutes of each other, clear coordination. Or maybe you see the same wallets running the same accumulation then hype playbook across multiple different token launches.
Oh, interesting. So it's not just one trade, but the pattern of behavior across time and tokens.
That's the real insight. Seeing that repetition, that specific group always moving just before the influencers start shouting, that's your red flag.
Yeah.
That's the potential smoking gun right there.
Okay, so that covers who the wallet's involved. What about the where? Where is the money actually flowing in the market? Is that where liquidity rotation heat maps come in?
Precisely. These tools are fantastic for visualizing the bigger picture. They show you how capital is moving, rotating from older trends or narratives into new ones.
So you can see money leaving one hot meme coin and maybe flowing into another category.
Yeah, exactly. Or as like see which specific tokens are like bleeding liquidity, losing investor interest. You can track where the big players, the whales, are moving their funds. Even see flows between whole ecosystems like is money moving from Solana over to Base or vice versa?
Okay. And the benefit there is.
Well, it helps you anticipate shifts in trends before they fully happen. You can avoid getting caught in coins where the smart money is already heading for the exits. It helps you distinguish real capital flow from just manufactured social media hype.
So you're seeing where the actual money is moving, not just where the noise is. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. And the third tool, rug probability and contract risk analyzers. This sounds like it gets technical, digging into the code.
It does, and it's incredibly important because a lot of these pump and dump tokens aren't just manipulated through trading, they're actually coded to scam you.
How so?
They might have honeypot code lets you buy in, but then the code blocks you from ever selling.
Oh, nasty.
Or they might have hidden tax tricks that skim huge percentages off your trades, or sudden blacklist functions that can block specific wallets. These analyzers scan the token's smart contract for this kind of malicious code.
What else do they look for?
Things like hidden mint functions, allowing the creators to just make more tokens for themselves out of thin air,
Well.
or rug switches that let them pull all liquidity out instantly, trading disable toggles, or even token unlocks, like big chunks of tokens scheduled to be released to insiders or via airdrops that suspiciously line up right when they typically dump the price.
So it's looking for traps hidden in the contract itself.
Exactly. And good analyzers also look at the history of the wallet that created the contract. Are they linked to known scams from the past? That's a huge red flag, too.
Can you give an example of this catching something?
Yeah, sure. There was this meme coin trying to brand itself as eco-friendly or something. Looked okay on the surface, but a contract audit tool flagged a hidden stealth mint function buried in the code.
Meaning the creators could just print more tokens whenever they wanted.
Yep, essentially devaluing everyone else's holdings. That flag went out just hours before the token dumped like 90%. Anyone who checked that contract analysis beforehand likely saved themselves.
That's incredible. It really is like having a security guard check the code for you. Okay, so these tools exist. They sound powerful. But people still fall for these scams all the time. Why? What makes them so effective, even with data available?
That's a really important question. And it's kind of a mix of things, even when the red flags are waving. First, honestly, hype works.
Simple as that.
Well, it's not just that it works, it's how it works on our psychology. We're wired for social proof, for the fear of missing out, the thrill of potential quick riches, viral memes, charismatic or cult-like influencers. They tap directly into that. They can genuinely override rational thinking. Cognitive biases are powerful.
Herd mentality kicks in.
Totally. Second, there's still a big information asymmetry. Most retail traders just don't have access to, or maybe don't know how to use, the kind of real-time, deep on-chain data that the insiders are using. It's not an even playing field.
Right.
And third, speed kills. These scams happen so fast, the pump and the dump can literally be over in minutes. By the time most people even realize what's happening, the insiders are gone and the money's lost. There's barely time to think, let alone analyze data, in that heat of the moment.
Makes sense. The pressure is intense. So, okay, putting this all together, what's the practical advice for you, the listener, trying to trade meme coins or just navigate this space? What are the real pro tips?
I think the biggest takeaway is shifting your focus. Don't just trade the hype. That's what they want you to do. Instead, try to trade the signals.
Trade the signals,
yep.
Meaning use the data.
Exactly. Leverage that data we talked about. Use platforms that offer insider wallet tracking, the liquidity flow analysis, smart money movements, those contract risk scores, and maybe even alerts for early signals.
And cross-reference, I guess. Don't just trust one source.
Absolutely crucial. See an influencer hyping a coin. Don't just FOMO in. Go check the on-chain data first. Verify their claims. See who's really buying or selling. Check the contract risk. Do that homework before you click buy.
So in this world where stories and narratives spread like wildfire, often faster than facts.
Yeah.
Data is really your shield, your defense against manipulation.
It's your moat. It allows you to make informed decisions. Maybe you anticipate a pump and decide to ride it carefully with a clear exit plan. Or maybe you see the risks are just too high based on the data and you wisely decide to just walk away.
Right. Walking away is a valid, often smart strategy. And of course, the standard disclaimer applies here.
Mm-hmm.
This is all for educational purposes. It's not financial advice. You absolutely have to do your own research.
Always. Your capital. Your responsibility. So yeah, to kind of wrap up the core idea, understanding that pump and dump playbook and then actually using these advanced data tools, it can genuinely transform how you approach this market. It shifts you from just being swept along by the hype, reacting to things, to becoming more of an informed strategist. It gives you an edge, basically, where maybe you didn't have one before.
Yeah, definitely levels the playing field a bit more. Okay, so as we finish up, here's maybe a final thought for you to chew on. We've talked a lot about data in the context of crypto trading, but think bigger. In this era we're in, with so much digital noise, information overload, even manipulation, how could developing a data-first mindset help you navigate other complex areas of life? Not just finance, but maybe news, social trends, anything.
That's interesting.
How can looking past the surface narrative, past the immediate emotional pull, and trying to understand the underlying data, the underlying realities, how could that help you spot genuine opportunities versus just manufactured hype in all sorts of situations? Something to think about.